fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple Podcasts, on Android, Spotify, or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you like, subscribe, turn the notifications on. We've got more Dolphins content than anybody else now, so make sure that you are subscribed to the channel. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server. Not giving it away, but there's going to be a lot more on there this season. So make sure you subscribe, $2.99 per month. Link right here in the description. Get off of Twitter unless you like cat memes. You can actually talk Heat on our Discord. So check it out. Off the Floor. Link right here in the description. Also check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Includes Prize Picks. That's our fantasy partner. Use the code 5FIVE. You put down $5. They give you 50. 10 to 1 match, not the 1 to 1 that they used to have. Of course, you can play the NFL there, MLB, MLS, MMA, and eventually NHL and NBA. So check it out, prizepicks.com. Use the code FIVE. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got it all banned. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick on Five Reasons Sports. I got Alex Toledo. You can follow me at Tropical Blanket. Brady Hawk, you can follow me at Brady Hawk 305. We've got Greg Sylvander in Dade County right now, but not available for the podcast. So eventually, Greg will be back with us. I think he's still recovering from our top 40. We haven't done a podcast, the three of us, in a while. I separated you like you're Terry Rozier and Tyler Hero. Right?
We're That's staggering. Crazy. You're staggering me and Brady. That's insane. Are you saying we don't work well together? Is that is there some sort of implication?
I don't know. Do you both?
Are you calling Greg Duncan?
I guess I'm calling Greg Duncan. I substitute Duncan in there. We run the Bam Duncan DHO. We just haven't done a lot of three-person podcasts lately because we've been load managing. Riley's going to get on us for lack of availability, but basically I've been available. I think I've done 75 straight days. So there you go. Okay. If I can do 75 straight days, Jimmy Butler can play 61 games. And that's part of what we're going to talk about today. Same thing. I mean, it's the same level. I mean, yeah. It's the same level of exhaustion after a game versus a podcast. Okay, here's what we're going to do today, though. Speaking of Jimmy, the Hoops Hypes rankings are out. And, Alex, you were talking about this beforehand, that, like, we got through the offseason with our top 40 list, and now we use other people's lists for content, right? So yes. We've got the next week or two, the rankings start to come out before training camp. The Heat are going to be in Baja Mar. Starting on the 30th, well, actually, media day, then they fly down there, then they're down there the entire week. If anybody wants to lend me $1,000, I'll gladly go rent a room down there. And I might be down there, so we're still working that out. We'll have our guy Timothy Bain. But a lot of these lists are out, and the Hoops Hype one, I take this one kind of seriously, more so than the others, because not that I don't respect the good people at ESPN, but I feel like a lot of what's done there is sort of narrative-driven. They have some of their better people do their rankings, which are more of a projection. But Hoops Hype, these are just basketball folks. They're not really – I don't feel like this is clickbait. And so as you go through it, there are things that I think we found interesting. So I'll just start here with what is interesting related to the Heat. But then there's one topic we're going to hit on more than any other today. First thing is there are only three players. Am I correct? Did we go through this entire thing? There are three Heat players in the top 100? Okay. So the three players, I'll just start. We're not going to give the numbers out yet, but the three players are Jimmy, Bam, and Tyler. Can you make a case for Terry Rozier being a top 100 player, Brady, if he's healthy?
100%. I mean, you click on the article, and we talked about this a little bit ago. I look at the first player, number 100, and it's Klay Thompson. And at this point, at this stage of their careers, I'm taking Terry Rozier right now. So it's like just starting there. Yeah, I think he is a top 100 player. And I think part of this is, one, health-driven. Like, they want to see him mm-hmm. probably for a longer period of time. But number two, like, this whole list is projecting. It's like
right.
not it kind of favors younger guys to that's what it mm-hmm. seems. Like, we'll go down the line a little bit later, but we were just talking about, Alex mentioned that, think Wemby was at 10. So like, that alone shows you kind of the level of projecting that they're doing for the season, that'll lean in that direction. And as I say that, they have a guy like Klay Thompson at number 100. But no, I think right. you definitely can make the case. I think Terry Rozier is a top 100 player.
Well, I mean, I'll just give you the bottom 10 here, okay? Klay at 100, Derek Lively going into his second year with Dallas at 99, Colin Sexton at 98. I mean, you can make an argument Terry is a better player than Colin Sexton. I know some may not agree with that, but certainly make the case. DeAndre Ayton, which Portland's trying to trade, at 97, Domin Ayton. 96, Chris Middleton. I mean, that's a deep fall, but honestly, I don't know that you can say he's better than that right now. He's not looked like quite the same player with the injuries recently. RJ Barrett at 95, just came off a big Olympics. Probably, I'm a little surprised he's not higher, to be honest. And hold on a second as I go down. This list is kind of hard to get through. I saw Naz Reid at 91. I think I know a player that all of us like. And let's see here. I said Middleton, 96, 95, RJ Barrett, number 94. P.J. Washington, who was traded last season, you know, helped Dallas get to the finals. Jalen Suggs, 93. And then Lou Dort, 92. Totally different player, but, again, more of a defensive specialist. So you can see there's a mix of young guys, kind of mid-career guys. You mentioned Klay being an older guy. I can make an argument that if he was healthy, Duncan Robinson could be a top 100 player based on the way he played through the first, I don't know, two-thirds of last season.
Can I just say it?
There,
not yes, only was Terry – not only was Terry better than Klay last season, so was Duncan.
So was Jaime Jaquez.
Is that like crazy?
So was Jaime Jaquez, right?
Like, I respect.
Are you surprised he's not on the? Are you surprised he's not on the list? First team all rookie.
I think he'll probably be on it next season. I think he's gonna have we all think he's gonna have a pretty good season, and I think after that he'll probably be in there, maybe like over like a DeAndre Ayton or something, mm-hmm. But no, I think Duncan's season just went so under the radar. Like, people already think of him as this high volume shooter. It's like, oh, you know, he's just doing it again. And those of us that were watching is like, oh no, this guy legitimately added stuff to his game, you know, multiple layers to his game, and is the best version of himself by far. But I think he was absolutely better than Klay last season. I will say, though, I think Klay is going to have a very positive season compared to last year for the Warriors. And I somebody had made this point as well recently in the media, forgot who, but like, just the fact that, you know, he's not going to be a guy to be dependent on, right? Mm-hmm. Like he was for the Warriors. I think he's just going to be kind of eating off of whatever Luka and Kyrie create. You know, he can do that. He can hit spot up shots. He doesn't have to be coming off motion and trying to create his own shot. I think he can just spot up and he'll have a good season. But either way, I think with that, Terry and Duncan are probably, I think, better. I don't know if some people will think that's crazy.
Well, and I'm looking at some of these other guys, you know, at 88, Jabari Smith, who, you know, a young guy, that's a projection. Vucevic, who's not the same player, at 89. And I honestly, for next year, I'd take Jaime Jaquez over Tobias Harris, and Tobias Harris is 90. I mean, Philadelphia, literally, Sixers fans were throwing a parade when Tobias didn't play last year. So
I'd take Terry over him, too.
Yeah, I would as well. All right, so the next part of this, though, so we say who's not on the list. Tyler Hero is at 69. I think last year on the ESPN list he was around there. Is nice. That fair, Brady? What do you think?
Actually, I kind of do think it's pretty fair. Like, we were looking at some of those other guys. Like, he's in front of some pretty good players. Like, even a guy like at 70 right below him is Coby White, who just had a really good season. It's going to be the number one option for Chicago this next season, projecting-wise. And it's a pretty decent range. Like, the guys in front of him, like, there's – I guess the only question, the guy that has fallen into his comparison range after, like, the old ones is Austin Reeves. So Austin Reeves is 63. So that one is kind of in the similar range. But I think it's kind of a decent situation. I mean, a lot of the guys below him are like these defensive specialists, like the McDaniels right. of the world and a lot of these other guys. So they obviously are valuing offense a little bit more, it feels like, on this list, which favors him. But I don't think it's crazy. I think that if you're projecting forward of where he's going to be, I think it's probably around there. And there's potential for pop, but it comes down to the consistency. But yeah, like, who is the other guy? CJ McCollum's at 71. So that kind of shows
Bradley
that
Beal at 74.
Right.
Bradley so Beal 74. Making roughly $74 million too. Right. How about Bradley? Here's the best one, Alex. You mentioned Bradley Beal. How about Bradley Beal behind Josh Giddey?
That's
Josh Giddey's not good, right?
Am I would have something? Giddey much lower. No, I wouldn't say he's bad, but I would have him much, much lower on the list for sure. If he's even,
I hated that trade for Chicago. I he can't shoot. Anyway, that's a weird one to me. I mean, then there's others who I think should actually be higher. I think Brandon Miller at 58. He's probably gonna be better than that this year, honestly.
Wow.
I like him pretty a lot. High. I think that
if Brandon Miller's 58, though, Jaime should be in a top 100, right? To your point earlier, like, I wasn't pushing for it originally.
Yeah.
But like, if he's at 58, Jaime should be on the list.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Well, that's fair, because part of what I've reported is actually Jaime outplayed Brandon Miller for the select team, from everything I heard. And that was two of the guys that were on there. How about this one? And before we get to the real topic here, Derek White at 50.
Do we have to talk about him?
Let's go down.
Are you just going to have like a Celtics? We can't have a Celtics strike, a Knicks strike, and a Sixers strike the whole year. It's going to be nothing to talk about.
Yeah, unfortunately. I think we have manifested the exact Eastern Conference that we didn't want by talking so
right,
much.
Exactly. That's precisely it. I mean, I'm looking at some of the other guys. Brandon Ingram's 46, and they literally can't trade him. DeRozan at 45 is interesting. I want to mention this one thing, too. I know DeRozan said if it hadn't been Sacramento, it would have been the Heat. I just want to emphasize again, okay, the Heat could not do what Sacramento did, okay? They could not give him $25 million a year. They were offering him 5.2. That's what they had to offer him. Chicago wasn't interested in their young players. I've said this a million times, but this was sent at me this well. Why didn't the Heat go after him? We've had a DeRozan discussion. All right, so Tyler, who did the episode with me about Tyler and his contract? Was you, Brady? Was you? Oh, it was Alex. Okay.
Yeah.
And we had him, where was his contract? Like, when we talked about total value, it was kind of in the 60-something range, right?
Yep.
Okay. I believe so. So, again, this idea that his contract is way out of whack is not something that at least the people at Hoops Hype think. Because they have him as a top 70 player in the league. But this is where we really want to go with this episode. And we'll do this on the other side of the break. I've never seen one of these lists where Bam's ahead of Jimmy before. Have you?
Spoiler alert.
Okay. Spoiler alert. All right. Don't spoil your Thursday or Sunday. Make sure you're betting at the right place and not giving away the VIG. What's the difference between that other place in town that has a legal sports book? Well, they charge you a VIG. You also can't find the line that you want. You can at Better Edge. Use the code 5RSN. That's the number 5RSN. You get $20 to play right away. It's your money. You can play it on anything there. But also, we run our contest. We're running a Dolphins-Bills contest for Thursday, if you're listening to this episode before that, but also an NFL contest throughout the season. We give away merch. Also got a contest our guy Sean Rochester runs. He runs all these things. You put down $5, you can win the entire pot. So check it out. BetterEdge.com. Just give it a shot. Find it on the App Store or, again, BetterEdge.com, and use the code 5RSN. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVE. FLOOR, name of this podcast, and you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal. So again, you can be safer
in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, spoiler alert. So Jimmy Butler is 30th. Let me give you some of the guys in the range. Jamal Murray, 36, just signed a new extension. Scottie Barnes, 35. Lauri Markkanen, another big new extension, 34. Kyrie Irving, 33. Rudy Gobert, 32. I guess Shaq says he's the worst player who's ever lived, so he probably wouldn't have him on this list. Karl Anthony Towns, 31. I mean, at least there's some solace in Jimmy going ahead of him. Jimmy Butler, 30. Let me just read you what they say here, okay? The season may have ended poorly for six-time All-Star Jimmy Butler in the Miami Heat, with Butler getting hurt in Miami's first play-in game, missing the rest of the playoffs after he sort of sleptwalked through the regular season. The Heat would be eliminated in 5 games in the first round of the postseason by the Celtics after the surprising finals trip the year prior. It's unclear how hand-in-hand that is with Miami choosing not to sign Butler to the max extension he was eligible for this summer. But either way, the star forward chose not to make a fuss about it, reportedly telling teams he was happy to stay in South Florida despite league-wide interest in his services this offseason. Again, don't overstate that. It's either way, as we reported. With all that said, Butler sleepwalking through a campaign still led to him ranking top 20 in BPM and top 8 in win shares per 48. For 2023-24, while putting up a 21-5-5 stat line. So clearly, Butler remains an elite two-way player when he's out there, particularly thanks to his mid-range scoring, much improved three-point output, and his ability to get to the foul line and knock down freebies at a high rate. For Butler, 2024-25 will be about proving he can stay healthy and not miss so much regular season time, especially if the soon-to-be 35-year-old is expecting to get one more contract in Miami. Start here. Alex, is any of that unfair?
No. No, okay. I actually think all of this, you know, everything they said was extremely fair. Was about as fair as you can be regarding Jimmy, especially if you're like, you know, watching from the outside.
Okay, now I just want to tell you if you guys looked at who's 29 yet, should I give it away?
Go ahead.
Speaking of give it away, Atlanta can't give this player away.
Oh wow.
Trae Young is 29. Is there a universe where if Jimmy Butler cares, which is the big question, if he cares about the regular season, is there a universe where Trae Young is better than Jimmy Butler, Brady?
I said this before, like, I don't care if it's June, December, or September. I really don't care. Like, Jimmy Butler is the better basketball player than a lot of – like, I find trouble naming 29 better players. Like, not to like, I know we focused on Clay early in the episode, and I feel like we're going to focus it on this guy, or at least I am right now. But like Rudy Gobert at 32, you're going to tell me Jimmy Butler's two players better than Rudy Gobert? Like that is just insane to me. Like there's just no way in the world. And even let's just say this. So Bam is at 28, yes. And he is at 32. Let's just live in a world right now that a lot of us don't believe, but let's live in a world where they are even defensively. Like they're mm-hmm. washed mentally. You're telling me Bam is three players better offensively than Gobert? Like if we're just comparing offenses at that point, mm-hmm. that is hard to believe as well. So like that, that stuff is just tough.
Okay, so but let's go to some of that. And I don't want to do the Bam Jimmy comparison yet, but I feel like that's where we're going to end up heading in this episode. Let me give some of the other names that are ahead of both, but focus on the Jimmy part here, okay? Because I know we did it. I think, Alex, I did this one with you, right? This was the Jimmy and where he ranked in terms of – I think it was Hoops Hypo as well, where he ranked in terms of small forwards. Right. Paul George is 27. Kawhi Leonard is 26. We had this discussion already about the two of them. Pascal Siakam is 25. De'Aaron Fox, 24. Paolo Banchero is 23. Zion is 22. Let's see. Dame is 21. Let's just stop at that one.
It's a bonus 20.
So bonus is 20. Okay, well, that's
that would bother me a lot.
That's offensive. Well, first thing, do you guys even think Sabonis should be ahead of Fox?
No.
Most great important player on that team is De'Aaron Fox, right? No, right?
Okay. I get why they're close to each other. I would take Fox over Sabonis for sure.
Okay. Now, the next part of this is Sabonis being that far ahead of – I know I said let's talk about Jimmy, but Sabonis being that far ahead of Bam is just –
That's why I brought it up. I'm sorry. I couldn't hold that. That would bother me.
Or let's just say the Heat played the Bucks early in the season, and you're gonna say that the Bucks have the two best players in that game. I don't think they shouldn't.
But let's put the four of them in a mix now, because we know Giannis is the leader of the four, right? Okay, where do they have Giannis? I'm looking. Devin is 16. Mitchell is 17. Jalen Brown,
I think. Five or four.
Okay, all right, so Giannis. If you were to say that at this stage of their respective careers, are you taking it's a fair question. Are you taking Dame ahead of Jimmy and Bam? Based on what we saw last season.
I mean, it's not like Dame had the greatest season in the world.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we're comparing pretty similar things. And I mean the whole list is projecting. So if we're projecting Bam, I mean, look at how many young guys are so high on this list. That's why, like, Dame is kind of the one weird one to me. Like, he just randomly got thrown in the mix where he's just extremely high. But if in a regular season, most people would say Bam's probably the better player. In the playoffs, everybody's going to say Jimmy's a better player. So I think either way, no matter what time of the year you look at it, I think the Heat probably have
Dame's splits were not very good last year, and his defense was horrific. I don't want to downplay Dame too much.
This is another Dame episode.
Right. This will be our 59th Dame episode. And I devoted 58 episodes to the idea of the Heat getting him and how he's the perfect fit. So this is not crying over spoiled milk or whatever. I'm just saying, like, what we saw of Dame Lillard last year.
Isn't it spilled milk? Shouldn't I be the one messing up commonly used sayings?
Yes. Yes, you should be.
But well, can I frame it like this? Like, when we were talking about the Heat getting Dame last year, yes, were we thinking that they were going to get their number one option, that they were acquiring their
offensively? No, I do think we were thinking he would be the number one option offensively, because we said Bam doesn't really want that role and neither does Jimmy, so it would be Dame sort of by default. Now, was he going to be their best player? That's a different conversation. Mm-hmm. Because he's nowhere near the defender that Jimmy is when Jimmy's engaged, and I mean, no one is the defender Bam is, so I don't think we would have said he was their best player any more than we would say that he was the best player in Milwaukee. And I know we can say Giannis is better than Jimmy and Bam when he's at his best, but either way. But you mentioned the rest of this, and I do want to get into the whole Jimmy Bam thing here. So a lot of this is projection, because they got Wemby at 10, and it's hard to argue with that projection. And they got AD at 9. I mean, Jalen Brunson at 8, man. Like, I love Jalen Brunson. It's high. Anthony Edwards at 7. Tatum at 6. He should be 106. What else we got? Sorry. Skip right over that. Joel Embiid, 5. Giannis is 4, actually. Shea is 3. And then what do they have? Luka and Jokic at 2 and 1. Just for the record here, LeBron's at what, 13? And Durant's at 12, I think.
No, they have Halliburton above LeBron and Steph. So that kind of tells you where we're at as a list.
That's the gross part here. That's the one that stuck out. So the three guys who basically just led them in the Olympics, right? The reason that they got the gold medal was LeBron, Curry, Durant, right? Leadership, big moments, all that kind of stuff. The guy who didn't play was Halliburton. They have Halliburton, 11? And then they have those three guys, 12, 13, 14. Right before Maxi. They know what they were doing there, right? Okay. So I don't necessarily agree with that. I think Tyrese Halliburton has been figured out a little bit, by the way. I think he's been – I don't think it was just the injury last year. I think that in whole Indiana scheme, I'm predicting that the Pacers are going to have the biggest drop-off of those teams in the East. I think a lot of that was smoke and mirrors last year. I'm just throwing that out. I think – I think that's the case. I think Carlisle coached them up to a certain way, and they played differently than everybody else. They're very hard to prepare for in the regular season. I thought they would fall apart. Look, the Heat should have won out, gone up there and beaten them, which would have changed the entire dynamic of it. They lost that game because they fell behind by 20. That's on them. But and they didn't defend at all in that game. And they didn't defend in the two games down here against them either. So, again, I'm not excusing the Heat's performances against them. But I don't know. I think what they do is kind of gimmicky. And they don't defend. And I like Siakam, but I don't think he makes that much of a difference. And I think they're going to fall off. But that's a different conversation. Why do you think Bam is ahead of Jimmy? I think they're both too low. But why do we think Bam is ahead of Jimmy? Because I've never seen it before. Is it the Olympics? Is it because Jimmy didn't care last year? I mean, is Bam their ceiling now? Because we've always said, well, I've said Bam's the floor and Jimmy's the ceiling.
I think 100% Jimmy's still the ceiling. Like, I don't think anything changes there. But I think one of the reasons he's higher is that it is a projecting list. I think they're taking injury. You can kind of tell they're taking injury and consistency into account kind of a lot more. Mm-hmm. But it is kind of the first time, I guess, we've seen it. I think that, like, if we're just comparing, like, because this is all just this. First of all, this is a first take topic. Second of all, they're just comparing like stats and stuff. Like, they're comparing a lot of stuff on the surface. Like, that's what most of this stuff is. And if you're looking at regular season stats and saying Jimmy's around 21 points per game and Bam was around 19, you're expecting Bam to make the jump. He's probably north of 20 points per game this season. And defensively, he's probably the best defender in the NBA. Bam is the better defender. I mean, better player this upcoming season. Like, I think that's kind of how you look at it on the surface and that how you kind of figure it out. This does seem like, this Jimmy's the, like, to really be fair, Jimmy's the hardest person to rank probably on this entire list, because everybody knows he's ultimately going to be higher than probably most of the guys on this list, but there's going to be a lot of points in the regular season where he's lower than a lot of the guys on this list. And the inconsistency stuff hurts him. Cause he could really care less about this, about this hoops hype list,
but I think he couldn't. I'm sure Bam would pay attention to it because he does care about these kind of things. Jimmy does not. I think, by the way, I don't know that Jimmy's the. I would actually argue Kawhi is the hardest guy to rank because he may not. You never know if he'll play at all. But I'm with you. And Alex and I tried to do that where we were ranking Jimmy against Kawhi and Paul George and Jason Tatum, who I had sixth of their six in terms of wanting to take a last shot for you.
I was going to say, was our consensus on that episode, Jason Tatum actually is six and not number one?
Like, I mean, I'm not taking him over LeBron or Durant, I'll tell you that.
I'll take him fifth over Paul George. Let's be fair here.
All right. Maybe. maybe. I don't know. He needs Derek White to bail him out. Let me read what they say about Bam here. It's ranked 28th. Right on the cusp of that All-NBA distinction over recent years, Miami Heat big man Bam Adebayo has made back-to-back All-Star appearances, helped lead the Heat to the finals 2 years ago, just won a gold medal with Team USA this summer. That's to go with five straight All-Defensive Team honors and a top-five finish in Defensive Player of the Year voting in each of the last five campaigns, peaking with a third-place finish in 2023-24. What's more, Adebayo is far from just a defender. The former Kentucky Wildcat also has a blossoming offensive game, possessing the ability to hit pull-up, off-the-dribble jumpers, and spot-up looks from the mid-range. He can also grab a rebound and bring the ball down the court, can pass at a high level for a center, just maybe not at the Jokic Sabonis level, and rebounds very well despite being just 6'9". All Adebayo is really missing is that reliable three-point jumper, though if his Team USA stint this summer is any indication, there's a chance that he'll be coming at some point. If the 27-year-old can at least hit spot-up corner three-pointers, it would open up his already impressive offensive game even more. Very fair assessment, I think. I think we would agree with most of that. But again, if that's the case, he shouldn't be 28 either. Because, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's a borderline All-NBA player. I mean, there's 15 of those. We're expecting improvement from him. If he's the 28th best player in the league this year and Jimmy Butler's the 30th best player in the league this year, this team may not even make the play-in.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
If they don't have a top 25 guy in terms of impact this year, now I think they do.
I think they make the play-in just by default because of the other teams that are in the competition. Like, I think
they're in the 9-10 area of the play-in instead of the 7-8. They're not in the front seat of the play-in anymore. They're in the back seat. I don't – because the five horrible teams in the Eastern Conference. But still, I mean, Bam, see, to me, I mean, the Jimmy debate, I understand why they struggle with it because I said against the top 10 defenses in the league last year, he averaged 19.2 points and shot 43% from the field last year. That's not even a top 30 player. So I get it.
And that was just flat out the better player than Jimmy Lofton during the regular season. I mean, I don't even have to qualify during the regular season because there was no playoff run to qualify here. But I think Bam was flat out the more impactful player last regular season. You could make that argument about other regular seasons as well. And I think, like Brady mentioned earlier, it feels like this list really weighs, you know, productivity, reliability, games played, right, and just being available and also being very productive while you're available. And Jimmy just doesn't really cross off those boxes. And I feel like that's why you saw him group there with Kawhi and PG. And like how Brady mentioned earlier, that Dame is the kind of one of the older guys, one of the only older guys in front of some of these guys. I think it's partly just because he's more available. Because I think like a lot of us wouldn't take, you know, would take like Kawhi at his best, right, over Dame. But it feels like they're very much weighing regular season availability and productivity more. And that's why Jimmy went, you know, so far back. And he's already like, you know, the games play regular season effort has been a conversation and, you know, throughout his whole era here in Miami. But last year, I feel like was a more obvious step back because the defensive impact was not there. He also, he had the, you know, the games missed. And then also there wasn't nearly as many clutch games. So you didn't feel kind of like him taking over in the fourth, you know, nearly as much like when things mattered. I feel like you didn't get those moments. And then you get overall the productivity. And it's like, yeah, it's good. It's good, but it's not something where it's like, yeah, you have to put him in the top 20. So I think that they, like, you know, it feels like the regular season is just being weighed. Like,
they were guilted into it. I know there's some rain in your area. It was a little lag there, but we caught all of it. I mean, I think that they were guilted into putting him as high as they did last year, some of these, because he had the finals run, even while realizing he probably wouldn't be at that level in the regular season. Like most of the things I saw last year had him at like 11, something along those lines. I mean, it's a pretty steep drop. So Brady, let's look at it this way. Do you expect Bam Adebayo to be a better player? We're going to give you the hard questions here because Alex always says I give him the hard questions, but since it's raining, they're going to be. Do you expect Bam Adebayo to be a better player in the regular season this year than Jimmy Butler overall?
Yeah, probably. Okay. I think I would. I think just because his defensive responsibilities, number one, I think it weighs a whole lot in terms of like if we're talking about better player overall in terms of his just how much he's needed in the regular season, that alone. But I think they're real, like we talk about like the points per game jumps or this and that, like there could really be a jump or a leap in his actual game in the way he plays this year. Like that's kind of their Swiss Army knife this year in a way that like, okay, we have the same team, but like the one thing that could change other than the young guys just improving and doing all of that is Bam legitimately becoming like an outside threat, kind of being more aggressive and more of an offensive option, even though it's tough when they have so many guys in this roster that we keep talking about, they're going to need the ball in their hands. But that stuff alone kind of points to the fact that even if contract year Jimmy comes around and he's kind of aggressive and he's playing at a high level, I think Bam's going to be right there with him. Like, I don't think it's even, I know we try to project and say contract year Jimmy is going to go out there and like go all out, but that doesn't mean he's just going to go out there and just score 30 consistently. Like, I just think he's just going to play his game, like just play his game at a really high level more consistently. And I don't think that takes anything away from Bam. So I think Bam's going to continue to do the same stuff he's always done, except at a probably more efficient level and just a different level. And I think being unique and having a different type of game this year, that alone to like the outside eye is going to push him ahead of Jimmy, I think, to a lot of people. Like if he's out there shooting 2 threes a game and he's making 40% of them, like he's going to be right up there. So if we are talking regular season, and I hate when we keep saying like regular season, because I'm somebody that also says that, because like Bam is a really good playoff player and he probably doesn't get enough credit for that he has shown up time and time again next to Jimmy in these playoffs. But I just think Jimmy does hit such another level that it's so hard to judge.
Right, it is. But Bam's numbers also in the playoffs have tended to be in between his numbers from pre-All-Star break and post-All-Star break. If you look at the past few years, it's the pre-All-Star break numbers are his best numbers. His post-All-Star break regular season numbers are his worst numbers. And in the playoffs, it stabilizes and it starts to creep up somewhere in the middle. That's been the consistent pattern of the last couple years. All right, so Brady, I'll give you this to close. This is the harder question because you already said you think Bam will be. Are the Heat better if Bam is their best player this year or if Jimmy is their best player? I'm talking about overall, not scoring leader.
They are better if Jimmy's their best player.
I agree.
Because
I agree.
Everybody on this team feeds off of him. That means he's engaged. That means they're probably not even in the play-in. Probably above the play-in if he's playing, if he's by far their best player in the regular season. And there's, I don't want to say by far, but if there's a decent gap where they know that Jimmy is kind of their best overall player, that feeds into everything this team needs. So 100%, that's kind of what you'd want to see. And like I said, I'll say this because you said the pre-All-Star break numbers for Bam have been much better, which they have been. Like, if they get a consistent Jimmy engaged out the gate starting in the early in the regular season, you don't see the dip from Bam that you have seen because then it just makes things so much easier for him. And I think it's not like he's inconsistent. Like, it's not like you're seeing a drop because he's kind of going up and down. He's actually extremely consistent. It's just that the workload starts to tail off. And I think when Jimmy starts to pick it up post All-Star break, you see his numbers climb down a little bit. So if there is more consistency throughout the season and we're not comparing pre and post, you don't see that dip from him.
I'm going to split the baby here a little bit. They're best off if Bam is their leading scorer and Jimmy's their best player. And I think that's possible, by the way. I do, and I know people say, well, Bam's a great defender, so if he's your leading scorer, he's going to be your best player. But it's an energy thing. If you're feeling Jimmy's impact, consistent basis, that is their ceiling. That's he raises that level. But I still think they may be best off if Bam is their best scorer because it means that he's being consistently aggressive. So I think that they're going to need both. But I'll say this. If they are 28th and 30th in the league this year in the regular season, this team is struggling to get in the 7-8 play-in spots. They are. They need to both be better than that. I mean, with not even getting into Tyler at 69, which, again, I think is fairly ranked. And I'll say this, too. If Tyler's the 69th best player in the league, miss me with that stuff that they can't move him for a pick if that's what they ultimately want to do. Because if you're a top 70 player in the league, you can be moved at that contract. Okay, but also, if you're a top 70 player in the league and you fit, you're a player that you're going to want to keep. So there's both ways to look at that. I mean, they got him like 26 spots ahead of R.J. Barrett, okay, or whatever, 30, whatever. And, you know, that's a player in his draft class, and nobody's really complaining about RJ's contract after what he did in the Olympics, but everybody's still complaining about Tyler's. So, again, I just want to be balanced on this as much as we can, but they need Jimmy and Bam to be top 20 players in the regular season if they're going to get out of the play-in. That's just the way that they're constructed right now. All right, thanks to Alex. Thanks to Brady. We'll be back with more episodes. Check out the episode that Brady and I did as well where we did the props on everything this season with our friends over at Big Picks Energy. And we'll be doing more of that studio stuff going forward. Have a good one, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.